Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That is Chris Aquilala and the song, The Length of the Cross. So we're going to put Chris on hold. We'll come back to Chris. We love Chris. 10 minutes it is, just up to 10 on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And I'm back with our money coach. I said I call her money.acumen. And this is Pastor Faith Kwaza Muruti. How are you, my queen?
Good morning, my queen. I'm doing very well. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Frustrated by the technology, ne?
No technological glitch has formed against us. So prosper in Jesus' name.
Welcome. And how's 2025 for you?
So far, so good. So far, so good. I'm fixing my eyes on Jesus. The author and finish of my faith. That's all.
No, oh, that is like really awesome.
And other things will sort themselves out.
Yeah, and may they do that, righty? They should.
Yes.
They should. Absolutely. So, my queen, we are excited. Yesterday, I remember when you posted, I was like, Batung, tomorrow is too far. So, tomorrow is here.
And tomorrow is here already.
We are back with you in 2025. We thank God for that. And today we're talking about setting financial goals for 2025. How important is it for us to do that? I've seen people setting certain goals and not reaching them at the end and becoming discouraged. So how important is it for us, especially where our monies are concerned, to set goals for a year?
Thank you very much for the question. Perhaps maybe before I dive in to goal setting, let me take this opportunity to greet the wonderful Radio Pulpit family. It has been a while, but I'm very much excited to be back. <Right. laughs> So let's talk about setting financial goals. So setting goals is, so we're basically setting the tone for 2025, right? And setting financial goals is actually a path to stewardship and success. Let me maybe just define what goal setting is. So goal setting is simply developing a written action plan with targets. So in other words, a goal without a plan is just a wish. So what I will do is that I will give you scriptural foundations for goal setting, and then I will give our wonderful family a step-by-step guide on goal setting.
Okay.
And basically, we will also then cover the issue of what happens if you don't meet your goals and all that, like what you need to do to make sure that you reach your goals. So, if I may, let me start with the scriptural foundation.
Let's do that.
So, we will read Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. And it reads thus, "The plans of the diligent lead to plenty, but everyone who is reckless becomes poor." Now, this scripture that we have just read puts emphasis on the importance of careful planning. And this, you know, there's a popular saying that if you fail to plan, you actually plan to fail, you know. So before I outline the step-by-step guide on goal setting, I think let me first talk about the advantages or the purpose of financial goal setting.
Yeah,
if I may. Thank you. Okay, so first of all, setting financial goals helps you to achieve financial stability. Secondly, those goals would give you direction. They will show you which path to take. And number three, those goals are a, what term can I use? They are a vehicle or a tool that helps you to build discipline.
Okay.
Because most of the time, that the discipline, the lack of discipline, is what leads us to to us not achieving our goals, right? Because we set beautiful goals, but if we're not disciplined, it will not help us. And lastly, setting those goals will help you to prevent impulsive financial decisions. So when the spirit of impulsive spending knocks on your door and says, "Hey, Bongi, please, why don't you just, you know, just do this? Just go one step off the right track. You work so hard, so reward yourself for this." When it knocks on your door, that spirit, you will have the power to say, no. This expenditure item will derail me from my financial goals, you know. It will give you the power to say, I have these goals, and if I spend impulsively, I will end up not achieving my goals.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. So, can I then continue?
Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. We got our pants with Frank Jacobs and the family. We got our pants. We got our journals. We are writing. Shirley's there.
Yes.
Francois is there. Duane is
beautiful.
There. Dwayne,
beautiful.
Is it Dwayne?
A big up to you. Big up to you. Right. So, step number one. Very first thing, first and foremost, pray. And ask the Lord for guidance.
Okay.
You know, the word of God in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, instructs us to commit to the Lord whatever we do. So it is very crucial for us to seek God's wisdom before we make financial plans.
Yeah.
And you remember that... maybe not to step off the topic, but the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. So when we commit our plans to the Lord, when we ask Him for wisdom, we're actually doing it in obedience to His word, in obedience to what He instructs us to do in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Right. So now that we have prayed, what is the next step that we should take? What would be our step number two?
Yeah.
So step number two would be for us to assess our current financial situation.
Okay.
So it becomes very important for you to know your income, know how much you make in the month, whether it's an income, it's a salary, or it's a wage. Know your income, right? And number two, make an assessment of your expenditure.
Okay.
Know your debt and know your assets. Make an assessment of your current situation before you go into other steps. Okay. So know that, so my income per month is this much, is 25,000 rand. My expenses are 25,000 this much, 25,600. So it means my total debt is 600 plus whatever, and then these are my assets. You know, Bongi, if I may just remind us of this scripture in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 3. The word says, "Know the condition of your flock." Right. So according to the Bible, understanding your financial state is essential for stewardship. You cannot just say, "No, my financial advisor knows." you can't even have an
and you
don't even know when that whatever policy is going to mature. You're not even sure of the assets that you have.
Yeah.
You can't. Remember that the time when the prophet asked the widow, "What do you have? What do you have?"
She knew exactly
that
what
widow,
was there.
Exactly. Thank you very much. So at the top of it, she was able to say, "This is what I have." Right? And it doesn't matter how little you think it is. The question is, what do you have?
Okay.
Do you know your income? Do you know your expenses? Do you know your, you know? So this is a beautiful, beautiful passage of scripture which says, know the condition of your flock. Mm-hmm. So that knowledge will also empower you in setting your financial goals.
Okay.
Right, which takes us to step number three.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
So, in step number three, this is now where you set your goals. Set SMART goals and write them down.
Okay. What are SMART goals?
SMART.
Yeah, what are
I will talk about that.
Okay.
Yes, I will talk about SMART goals. Very importantly, write them down. You know, there's something beautiful, there's something gorgeous about putting pen to paper.
Mm.
It's miraculous. Remember the word of God in Habakkuk? I don't remember Habakkuk
yeah,
chapter.
I think it's 2.
Is,
that says write it down. Yes.
Somewhere. Yes. Write it down and make it plain.
Mm.
All right? So, let's talk about the SMART principle. So SMART is an acronym,
mm.
right? Which stands for, okay, so S stands for specific.
Okay.
Right? So your goal must be specific, and I will delve into that. I will break it down nicely. Né? I will elaborate on that. Your goal, S stands for specific.
Mm-hmm.
M stands for measurable.
Mm-hmm.
A stands for attainable. You can say attainable or achievable, right?
Mm-hmm.
R stands for realistic, and T stands for time-bound.
Okay.
So your goal, your financial goals must be specific.
Uh-huh, okay.
In other words, yeah. So in other words, if, when your goal is specific, tell us what exactly do you want to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let me cite an example. You can say, my financial goal is to pay off my home loan by 2030 and not 2035 as per my loan agreement.
Mm.
You see, your goal is specific. You want to be out of debt. You want to pay off your home loan mm. earlier mm. than the specified mm. period.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can see that it is specific.
Mm.
It talks about paying off your home loan. It is time bound in the sense that you are saying this is a long term goal. This is a goal for me to get out of debt, and is to beat the interest and pay off my home loan quicker. Pay it off by 2030 instead of 2035.
Mm.
Right. So when we, it's specific, right?
Mm.
And then number two, is this goal
measurable?
Measurable.
Mm.
Right. And so how do you measure this goal? You can measure it on an annual basis, on a quarterly basis, or on a monthly basis.
Okay.
Right? On a monthly basis, when you get your statement, when you compare your previous statements to this statement now, you can see if you are getting closer to attaining your goal,
okay.
right? And while at it, mm. while at it, Bongi, remember your goal is this vision, it's this big plan.
Mm.
The next step would be, okay, so if I want to pay off my home loan quicker, how do I do that? What are the steps that I need to take to make sure that I achieve my goal,
okay.
right? So, in terms of the how part, with this example that we have, you can say, okay, fine. So, what I will do in order to achieve my goal is for me to pay an additional 200 rand
per
monthly installment.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can see that, no, actually, I will not be able to achieve this goal if I pay an additional 200 rand. Perhaps I should take it a step further and use my 13th salary, your 13th check or
bonus.
yes, your bonus. You could say, okay, so I will use all of my bonus towards my home loan, or I will use,
So if you have a side hustle, so you use your side hustle if you don't get a bonus or something like that.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm.
Yes. Or if you get something from whatever, or whatever additional income I get, right, I will put it towards paying off my home loan quicker.
Mm.
So already, can you see how sitting down and setting these financial goals helps you with other things?
Mm.
It helps you to be more organized, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you also to be disciplined. Because you know that, in case I get tempted and I don't take money from my side hustle or from my 13th check, then it means I will not be able to attain the goal. And I want to be completely debt-free by 2035. So because I want to be debt-free by 2035, it means then I will have to make sure that I stick to this plan.
Okay, yeah.
So you see the beauty of doing this, you know, and the beauty of your goal being time-bound. In other words, every goal should have a clear deadline.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So that was our step number...
three.
Number three.
But now, okay,
sure
going back, the R and the T, I know it's realistic. What does it mean when you say realistic? Because something...
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good question. Thank you very much for that. Very good question. Let's say, for instance, let's give the very same example of paying off your home loan earlier.
Mm.
Right? So, for instance, you have to pay it over a period of 20 years, and this is only your first year.
Mm.
It would be unrealistic for you, looking at your salary, at your current situation, to say you will pay it off within 3 years. Let your goal be realistic. Let it be something that will not overwhelm you to the point where you feel like now you are an underachiever or you are not achieving. Make sure that
it shouldn't pressurize you.
Realistic, yes.
Okay, all right.
Make sure that it is realistic, because if it's not realistic, then you will end up just frustrating yourself, right?
Mm.
Remember, and here. Remember, we're talking to the Christian family, the Christian community, and the word says, without faith, it is impossible to
please
God. And someone might say, by faith, I will pay it off within 5 years or within 4 years. But hey, I don't think you're actually being realistic. But remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said? In the New Testament, he said, if you want to build a house, wait first.
Calculate, yes, count the cost.
Calculate first.
Mm.
So Jesus Christ was actually saying, be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Be realistic. And as much as you have faith that can move mountains, to be realistic.
And the T, what's the T again for?
The T, which we said, your plans must be time-bound.
Okay.
In other words, your goals should have a clear deadline, you know? For instance, remember we said, I would like to pay off my home loan bond by 2035, right?
Mm.
Or I would like to be completely debt-free by the end of 2025 because I've got these small and debts. And by 2026, I would like now to build a house. So it means I want to get this small and a debt out of the way so that then I can concentrate on this big debt. So the T stands for time bound.
Right.
It means let us attach time frames to our goals. Whether it's a short term, a medium term, or a long term goal, the same principle applies.
Okay.
If your other maybe short-term goal could be to build an emergency fund, I would like to make sure that, or to have the savings culture to say, so my goal for 2025, my short-term goal, my one-year goal, is to make sure that by the end of the year, I would have saved 2,400 rand in my bank account. So that means saving 200 rand every month, no matter what.
All right. Okay.
So it's good if it's time bound. Then we know the time frame within which we are working.
We are operating.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
My queen, let's take a break and then come back for other goals that are still there. But let's just do this first and then we're coming back to you.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Join us for heart to heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Ba patsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 e bile e na le bareetsi ba feta dikete di le 400. Ga jaana re na le di-package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The time, 27 minutes just before 11. Do remember, at 11 o'clock, we have Germany Yanni Balsa on Perspective with you, my family. But right now, it is just for you with me, Spongelemofugen with you up until 11 o'clock. And I'm not alone. I'm with our money coach. And I'm talking to Pastor Faith Koza. We are learning how to set goals, financial goals in 2025. We're going to win this. So many of us are indebted. So many of us have got certain goals. We want to buy certain things. Want to buy a car. You want to buy this. Or you want to buy, okay, not everybody wants to buy a car, but somebody wants to buy something that's there and it needs lots and lots of money. Some are going to import things in. You need to set those goals in 2025. So we were on goal number three, to set SMART goals and write them down.
On goal number three. Yeah. I like how you call me Muruti.
Yeah, I told you. I told you that I've been telling you over the years.
Over the years. But you are Muruti, whether you like it or you don't.
To me, you'll remain.
Because I don't want some of our Radio Pulpit family members to think, when was she ordained?
Well, how did
they miss the part?
if you're married to a pastor, you're one too. So. So, my queen, what is the fourth goal?
All right. So, the fourth step in making sure that we attain our financial goals is for you to create a budget that is in line with your financial goals.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so, and someone might say, oh, budgeting is difficult and all that. No, budgeting is not difficult. Budgeting is simply telling your money where to go. It's not rocket science. Just tell your money where to go. And it's just, to say my income is 25,000 rand a month. These are my expenses. And with this kind of a budget, with this kind of expenditure items, will I be able to meet my financial goals? And if you can see that it doesn't look good, you're able to adjust it and create a budget that is in line with your financial goals.
Okay.
And if I can just give our family members some hope, when you start, do not feel overwhelmed. If you feel like you're not doing well or it's overwhelming you, just take it one step at a time.
At a time, yeah.
One step at a time, and you will get there.
Mm.
Right. So the fifth step,
mm-hmm.
I think, okay, so this would be our fifth and last step.
All right.
Stay disciplined,
mm-hmm.
and review your goals regularly. Right. So the word of the Lord in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, let us not grow weary in doing good. At a proper time, we will reap a harvest.
Mm.
Right. So, in other words, we have to remain committed to our financial goals no matter what.
Mm.
And, we can adjust those goals if a need arises. Right. And please, when you adjust your goals, do not adjust them willy-nilly. Don't be haphazard in adjusting your goals, right? Remember, discipline is key in stewardship.
Mm.
And very importantly, please make sure that these financial goals are your own. Make sure they're your own and that you are not competing with anybody.
Mm.
Our financial situations are different, my dear sister. And because they are different, I will have to stay in my lane, and you can also stay in your lane. You know, we can be earning the same salary, paying, buying groceries of the same value, but our financial aspirations, our financial situations are completely different.
Our responsibilities as well are different.
Our responsibilities are different. Exactly. So make sure that these goals are your own. Don't say, Sibongile was able to achieve those within 3 years. It means I will have to achieve it in 3 years or beat the 3 years and achieve that. It doesn't work that way.
Mm.
It doesn't work that way. And I feel like if you don't skip any step, and you start with step one, where you pray and ask the Lord for guidance, it will help you with staying disciplined, with making sure these goals are your own, with not succumbing to social pressures, right? And importantly, after praying, the Lord is faithful. He is faithful. I'm telling you, from time to time, you will hear that still small voice guiding you in terms of your finances. Make sure that you obey that voice of the Holy Spirit. Make sure that when the Holy Spirit nudges you to say, but you cannot do that, because remember, this was the plan. Make sure that you obey the voice of the Lord. You know, I'll just in a nutshell, without wasting time, there was a time in 2020 in January, I had this urge, you know, I went around a few banks and I did a research because I wanted to see which interest was the best so that I could help my clients, you know. So I did that, and then I found out this one institution had the best interest rate ever. And I thought, okay, no, it means I'll invest in it at a later stage. But there was this strong nudge from the Holy Spirit to do it with it. Okay, tell you what, I did it in February of 2020.
Yeah.
And guess what happened in March?
The country was closed.
There was Yebo. There was a lockdown. The country was closed. And what happened to the interest rate? They went down. But I thank God that I listened to that voice, because it was just before the interest rates went down. Mine was fixed. It was a fixed deposit. So I got to gain. So when you start with step number one, I'm telling, make sure that you listen to that still small voice. I can imagine that I'd still be beating myself up if I had not listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
All right.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah, I needed you to just sum up, because I have a question here from a family member who says, so can I ask God for provision in my prayer as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, absolutely. You can ask the Lord for provision. Remember, the Lord is our Father.
Mm.
And the Bible says, whatever you ask for in my name, you know, ask that my Father will provide it. So whatever means, whether it's financial provision, whether it's this, whether it's good health, whether it's whatever, you can ask for anything.
Mm.
You really, even for provision, you can, because our Lord is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord, our provider. He is Jehovah El Shaddai. He is the Lord of plenty.
Mm.
So you are able to go to your father and say, Dad, I need 1, 2, 3.
Mm. Okay.
So the answer to that is
it's a big yes.
You are able to. It's a big, resounding yes.
All right. Another question says, then what is the part of, or the, what? What is the part of tithing?
Oh, okay. So in terms of tithing, I can say, in you setting your financial goals, it is important to incorporate generosity into your financial goals, because giving aligns our hearts with God's will, and it allows him to bless our resources.
Okay.
So when you tithe, for instance, you know your tithe is 10% of your income.
Mm.
In you budgeting, you know, okay, so number one is my tithe. Number two, 1, 2, 3, 4. Number three is...
I think we are losing you there, my queen.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
You're a little
bit. Am I audible,
yes,
my queen?
Yes, you are. You are now. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
So you have to be generous.
At what point did you lose me?
You have to be generous when you are doing, setting your goals.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying we can, as Christians, we have to incorporate generosity into our financial goals.
Mm.
Right. Because I was saying, when you give, giving, né?
Mm.
Aligns your heart with God's will, and it allows the Lord to bless your resources. Remember, the word says it is in giving that we receive, right? And if you do not plant anything, you cannot expect to reap a harvest.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, so you shouldn't be like Uncle Scrooge. We have learned about Uncle Scrooge, who was
Uncle
a miser.
Uncle Scrooge, who was a miser, a penny pincher.
Yeah. Okay, so you have to include these. I wonder how many of us do that when we are doing, when I'm setting goals, or when we are even doing budget.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody was talking about even the giving that we do when we are going to give God in church. A person would put 5 rands for giving. Yeah, so it's the tithe and then the giving, 5 rands, 5 rands, 5 rands. And if there's something that the church needs more than that 5 rand, they are not going to give, because for the whole month, I've decided that every Sunday I give 5 rands.
5 rands.
Sure. So it's very important to set goals. And I believe that God honors whenever we start with him. He does honor.
Absolutely. 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 Absolutely.
What makes us to set goals, and then at the end of the day, we do not get the results thereof? Let's say by the end of 2025, you find a person saying, "Yo, I had those goals, but I never was able to reach them." In actual fact, you find a person is more indebted, over indebted more than.
Okay, so there are many reasons, but if I can just cite one example, one or two.
Yeah.
It's because when we set those beautiful goals, right? Oh, let me also answer it this way. With a quotation from one of the financial experts that I love, Dave Ramsey. So Dave Ramsey says, personal finance is 80% head knowledge and 20% behavior. Right. So the that the 20% is you setting the goals and whatnot. But if your behavior drives your spending patterns, you will not reach your goals.
Okay.
You will end up being more indebted than you were when you started.
Mm.
Right. And this issue of behavior, it goes along with issues of emotions and with issues of discipline. Remember, we said without discipline, you will not be able to attain your financial goals.
Yeah.
And remember, the Bible says the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of self-control.
Mm.
So self-control is a very important factor in the financial equation.
Mm.
Very, very, very important.
Mm.
Sometimes we don't. And at other times, it's not because we are careless or anything. That is why I always say, do not judge people who are in financial dire straits or who do not reach their goals, because it may very well be that there was an unforeseen life circumstance, right?
Mm.
And to that, I always say, to avoid spending money on unforeseen life circumstances,
make
sure that you have an emergency fund.
Sure.
Make sure that you have a safety net that will help cushion you in instances where something happens, an unforeseen life circumstance happens, in case your car breaks down or whatever, in case your geyser bursts, in case have that kind, and in you planning, you make sure that you include that element of risk management to say, okay, in case this happens, let me make sure that I have this fund. And with your emergency fund, it's never a waste of time to say, okay, what if nothing happens? What if there is no emergency? If there is no emergency, it's still your money. It's still in your savings account.
Yeah.
It would still be earning you interest.
All right. A family member says, Swangile, please don't mention my name, but I struggle with compulsive buying. So Moruti is talking about me. I struggle to have self-control. I get really excited whenever I get paid every month, and sometimes I overspend. What words do you have to the family member?
It happens to the best of us. It happens to the best of us. You're talking about the old Letlo Honolo Khoza, who is now a money coach. You're talking... Yes, I'm somebody who was just like that. I'm somebody who made a lot of financial mistakes. And that is why when the Lord opened my eyes, I decided that I'm going to help people to make sure that they do not get into the trap that I got into.
Mm.
So you will get there. And that is why I even have the coaching sessions to take you through and say, listen, don't beat yourself up, but these are the steps that you can follow to make sure that you stick to your budget. And we don't judge people, because I've been there. I've burnt my fingers. I think I spoke about it 3, 4, 5 years back.
You should come back and talk about it again.
My financial mistake.
You have to come back, talk to us about them again, so that because we have new family members like your Francois. They are new. They are new, so they would need to know about these. And so, Moruti, but like now, what do we say in closure before we can pray for the body of Christ? We want to win in this space. It's not easy for us all, the family member who says, I am a compulsive buyer. And how many of us, especially we ladies, you see something, you forget about the budget. or you think you can fix it. You're like, no, next month I'm fixing it. I'm going to pay back the money. And then it becomes more harder and harder and harder. So what do we say in closure before we pray for God's people?
Yeah, okay, so thank you, my queen. Before we pray, as a parting shot, I just want to make a clarion call and plead with my radio pulpit family members to, one, as a wrap up, write down the goals, commit them to prayer, and take small steps daily. Please don't forget that stewardship is a journey. It's not a one-time event. And remember, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, the Lord says, for I know plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a desirable future. So our Heavenly Father has plans. He is a planner, and we should emulate him and be planners as well. So I can just give you hope and perhaps also reassure you that God's plan for you includes your financial well-being.
Yeah, sure. What I love is that when we go to the very book that you've mentioned, Habakkuk 2, verse 2, the Lord talks about even time. He says, write it down. He says, it says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. You've been talking about time, all that. And so God is so concerned about that. All right. Before you go, the last one, Shalom Jay. Hi, Shalom Jay. Hi, Jackie. Thank you so much for being with us and happy new year to you. I don't think I've spoken to Shalom Jay this year, but she says, blessings, Bongile and ma'am. One should look at the emotional root of the of compulsive spenders. If the reason for spending is to fill an emotional need, then that has to be addressed first. One should get, I believe one should get counseling for that, as Shalom Jay says, if it's an emotional need that needs to be met and if a person just buys compulsively like that. Get help for that.
I completely agree with them and that is what we call retail therapy.
Yeah.
So you go and buy, you spend compulsively because there is this pain that you want to soothe.
Yeah.
When some people are happy, they spend. When others are sad, they spend to try and make up for that emotional need. But now retail therapy is a very expensive form of therapy.
Yeah.
And I usually say, this is life. For as long as we are on earth, you will find something that hurts your feelings. You're at work or you're in traffic and there's this. It cannot be that every time when you come across such situations, when you spend, spend. It's a very expensive form of therapy, but it is possible to get out of it. It is possible to get your emotions in check.
Okay, Muruti, we have to move, my queen. You will get used to it. Memulelekeng, in Kroonstad. Hello, my beautiful queen. Okay, quick one. She says, morning, my queens. We thank God for the wake of talk and teaching. Let's remember that gold and silver are his. So giving to his work is an investment as well. Thank you so much for that, Mama.
Amen.
That's the part that you were talking about, being generous. No, put it in.
Yes.
Put it in. Lord, I'm going to give to you this in church. This is what I'm going to do. Okay, my queen, how do we get hold of you quickly?
You can get hold of me by following me on social media. Across all social media platforms, on TikTok, I'm on Facebook, and on TikTok my username is money.acumen. And on Facebook I am Tlhogi Khoza, Tlhogi Khoza. You can follow my page, and I've got two pages on Facebook. It is Tlhogi Khoza. The other one is money.acumen.
All right, my queen, we have 1 minute just to take it all to the Lord in prayer. 1 minute. And family, I love you. Have a blessed one. And we say hello to Dramini Yanipelsa. My queen, can we take it to the Lord in prayer in a minute?
Okay. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come to you in the name of your Son and our brother, our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God Almighty, we have been talking about financial goal setting. And we thank you, my Lord, that your word says in Job chapter 42 that no purpose of yours will be thwarted. We thank you that you have plans for us, plans to make us prosper and to give us a hope. Lord God Almighty, we pray. I pray for all the family members that are under the sound of my voice, that right now in the mighty name of Jesus, as they take a step of faith and they start setting their goals, dear Lord God Almighty, give them divine wisdom, give them divine guidance, my dear Heavenly Father. And I pray in Jesus' mighty name that you help us as a family this year, Lord, to attain our plans, because you said in your word, Lord, that we should commit our lives to you, and you shall give us the desires of our heart. So we pray that you grant us the desires of our heart. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we have prayed, dear Lord. Amen.
And amen. And here's family leaving you with the sounds of Yolanda Adams. Goodbye, my queen. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Toodles.
We leave you with the sounds of Yolanda Adams. Be blessed.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.